Okay. Orange light is on. Cool. I'd like to introduce the first speaker, Andrew L. from the Sun Valley Historical Group of NA in the news area of NA. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Do you want to stand up here, or do you just want to circle up in there?
I'm going to stand up there.
All right.
Hi, guys. My name is Andrew. I'm an addict.
Hey, Andrew.
Can you give me a second moment of silence just so I can get out of the way real quick? Thank you. Yeah, so I'm from Pittsburgh. I have no idea what I'm going to say. Usually I like try to study for some reason, even though I never remember what I'm going to say, and I never say it anyways. So this time I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to pretty much shut up and not worry about that and just go from my experience, you know, my experience with service. One thing I did do was that before I came up here, I did look up the definition of selfless service, because when I think of service, I don't think of, I'm involved in that, you know, that typical, like, service work. Like, I've been a GSR, I've been a secretary, you know, been area chair, all that, whatever, you know what I mean? I've had those titles, you know? And initially, when I first got clean, you know, I'd be lying if I was like, man, I had 90 days clean, and I was, like, doing service for you guys, you know what I mean? Like, when I started doing service, it was because I wanted that title, you know what I mean? I wanted to be called the parking chair of the Butler Area Spiritual Retreat. Like, I was gonna, like, put it on my resume or something like that. People actually do that, which I find helpful. But anyways, but, like, thank God I did that time, man, because, like, if I didn't do that, I probably would have never got involved in service in the beginning, and I wouldn't have. And as I've grown in my recovery, and as I've grown serving others, instead of, you know, self-centered service, it has grown into selfless service, you know. It just kind of, as I continue doing steps, it just kind of, like, continue doing steps, as I continue, like, following traditions, it just kind of, like, grew from there. I remember when I first got clean, you know what, let me back up, man. The whole idea of service to me, I didn't know what it was, ever, in terms of, like, serving others and, you know, doing things for others without the expectation of receiving anything. I never in my life knew what that was until I came to NA. My idea of service was a waitress. Like, how well did she serve my table, and will she get a dollar, or will she get $5, and sometimes none, because I thought I was, like, cool, and I don't know, but anyway, that was my idea of service. Like, how well did you serve me? Nothing to do with, like, how well am I serving others in my life, how well am I, like, because I looked up the definition of service, selfless service, and it talks about, like, you know, not expecting anything in return from another human being and society. And I never, in terms of, like, society, man, it was always about, like, how are you serving me? What are you giving me? You know, talks about, like self-centeredness is, like, the core of our disease. And that's, the antidote is, like, selfless service to me. But I never knew that, man. Like, growing up, like, I know people can, like, probably relate to this, but, like, growing up, man, like, everything was about me. Everything. Even, like, things that I thought weren't about me were about me. Whenever I was, like, with my, like, ex-girlfriend, man, in terms of, like, I based myself off of, like, how she thought of me. You know what I mean? Like, if I was, I would, like, say I'm the best boyfriend ever, I would, like, do all these nice things for her, but, like, if she didn't, like, reciprocate, if she didn't say, like, thank you, or, like, you're fucking awesome, I would take that to heart, and I would, like, collapse, you know what I mean? Because I base myself off other people, man. So, like, even when I thought I was trying to help other people, I never really was. I just grabbed my cigarettes, and I almost pulled a cigarette out and smoked it. That was gonna hurt. But anyways, so, man, like, when I came to NA, man, I came here completely self-centered. Everything was about me. I had no idea how to help other people. I had no idea how to be of service to other people. I had no idea what that meant, actually. But when I got here, I remember I had 30 days clean, and I originally got clean in Butler. My clean day is March 21st, 2012. That's not my first clean date, but I hope it's my last clean date, hopefully. But anyways, man, I'm pretty confident if I continue doing what I'm doing and don't, I'll be all right. But anyways, my clean day is March 21st, 2012. I originally got clean in the Butler area of Narcotics Anonymous. That's just kind of where I ended up. When I got clean, I had no plans of going to NA, to be honest with you. I just knew that, I wanted to get clean, and I went to rehab, and they were like, oh, you have to go to NA meetings. And it's funny, man, I always think about, whenever I was, I went to NA, first time I went to NA meetings was probably 2004. I didn't take it very seriously.